UBS Investor Forum podcast. This month, Mark Haflay, the Chief Investment Officer at UBS Global Wealth Management, is joined by Lori Heinel, Deputy CIO at State Street Global Advisors, to discuss the outlook on the economic recovery after COVID-19.
Before last week's sell-off, the market had almost rebounded to an all-time high, despite ongoing COVID pandemic issues and the prospects of second wave of the virus and other things. Lori, do you see a disconnect between the stock market and the real economy? And what are your recommendations for investors in this context?
So first of all, thank you for having me today. And yes, we do see a bit of a disconnect in the sense that the pandemic is still thriving. And we are still seeing a lot of increases in cases around the world. But what we have also seen is that our view is that this is likely to be a shorter term shock. And we've already started to see some of the data recover, particularly in the US. And so while it may seem that the market's got a little bit of ahead of itself, we do think that the recent stock market rally is reflective of the fact that this is likely to be a more transient event.
Well, one of the reasons this may prove to be a transient event, as you mentioned, is the unprecedented fiscal and monetary stimulus that we have seen. And that may have contributed to something of a growth to value rotation. Do you see these trends continuing?
So first of all, we have had unprecedented fiscal and monetary stimulus around the world. And one of the things that we've seen, particularly in places like the U.S., where that stimulus has been very coordinated and very aggressive, is that you do have things like savings rates reaching high. So even against a backdrop where unemployment remains high, you actually see consumers in better position to invest and to save and to actually spend ultimately when we start to see a relaxation of some of the restrictions. And we think that that will actually propel the markets higher into the back end of this year. I think one of the real questions, though, is we're going to still see a lot of choppiness along the way. So while we may see a bit of a rotation into value as some of the backdrop becomes more positive, that will likely be a bit choppy. And that's what we're seeing over the last couple of days, that the market's pulling back as we start to see a little bit of other concerning data.
Well, picking up on this idea of choppiness, and we're seeing the VIX up again today, for those clients who are looking to put some protection in their portfolio because they don't like the volatility, do you have any specific recommendations?
Well, there are a number of things. I mean, certainly one obvious answer is to go to cash. We're not necessarily a fan of that right now because, of course, cash is yielding effectively nothing. So we have favored investment-grade credit, for example. We're focusing on those companies that are a bit more resilient, who have stronger balance sheets, better quality. So that's one place that you can park some cash equivalents, if you will, without a lot of additional risk. We also do still like equities. And again, we would play that in a bit more defensive posture, looking for those parts of the equity market that are a little bit more attractive from a risk-reward standpoint. And we are continuing to focus on large caps because we do think that large cap equities are a bit more resilient against the additional shocks from the virus, where smaller companies may have a little bit more difficulty managing against some of the social restrictions.
Okay, Lori. Well, one of the themes that we've been thinking of as we look beyond COVID a little bit is how the effects of the virus have kind of accelerated some trends. And for us, we would look at healthcare, e-commerce, banking, fintech, things like that. Do you have some themes that investors should consider now where there's a good entry point, but they have kind of a longer term run?
Yeah, and this is a little bit of a tricky thing because in many cases, those industries or those trends that have been in the limelight and are more resilient to COVID are also those that have rallied the strongest. So in some cases, valuation has gotten a bit stretched. But we are still seeing interesting opportunity in certain parts of the investment technology space. We think that even companies in some of the hardest hit areas, like, think about some of the consumer-related spaces, those that have stronger balance sheets, those that adopt a technology earlier. So you think about some of the retailers who are actually doing quite well against this backdrop because they have better online presence or they have multiple distribution networks and thus they're less vulnerable to physical closures. those are some places that we think there's kind of, you know, some interesting opportunities. And the last thing I would say is that it really is a lot about, you know, stock selection. You know, oftentimes you think of us as being much more of an index shop, but we are, you know, very much in the active space as well. And it really is security by security selection here.
All right. Thank you so much, Lori, for those insights. And thanks to State Street Global Advisors for joining us today.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliates. The views and opinions expressed in this material by external guest speakers are those of the author, speaker, and are not those of UBS, its subsidiaries, or affiliates. Accordingly, UBS does not accept any liability over the content of this material or any claims, losses, or damages arising from the use or reliance of all or any part thereof. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient, and is published for informational purposes only. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.